Happy Sunday, everyone. I'm sending you all my love, and I hope you're enjoying the long weekend with your wonderful families. If there's anything you or your grown-ups need to contact me or Mother Juliet about, please do. We are always so happy to hear from you. I wonder how you are spending your time when you're not doing schoolwork at the moment. One of the things my children are both loving is having more time for reading right now. Well, you'll often find them snuggled away with a Harry Potter book or giggling at something happening in a Beano annual. Have you heard of the phrase, getting lost in a good book? It's lovely to think that for a little while, my children can lose themselves, get away from reality and live in their imaginations. It's good to have ways of escaping. It's good for us and it helps us cope in these strange times. It's great to lose ourselves as we join the characters in a book or a film for a while, or lose ourselves in an online world in a computer game. But what about when we come back to reality? I wonder how many of you have said to your grown-up in the last few weeks, I'm bored, or what shall I do now? I know some children, and adults too, are finding it difficult at the moment, not having their time clearly set out for them like they do at school or work. When life is not planned out for you precisely on a timetable, and activities aren't organised by break times and bells, sometimes the days can seem pretty difficult to organise. Well, thank heaven for Jesus. In our reading today, he tells his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Are you stuck for a way through a difficult day? Just ask Jesus. If you're stuck for the truth about how to behave or feel, look for Jesus as your example. Jesus gave us eternal life through his death on the cross. Through him, we have a new way of living, a new way of life. When our way is not shaped by timetables, break times, and bells, look for Jesus. Listen out for him. Be guided by him. He is our way, our truth, and our life. As always, I'm sending you my love and missing you guys so much. May God keep you all safe and healthy and happy. Amen.